This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I have a question here that's generally, I've had this question asked to me a number of times. What is the wisdom behind having the loud prayers at night, Maghrib and Isha, and then Fajr, and having the silent, inaudible prayers during the daytime, like Dhuhr and Asr? What's the wisdom behind this? Well, the answer to any question like this, the first answer and the primary answer and the most essential answer to all of this is that because this is the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, and because Islam is based on submission, this is why we do it. However, in terms of determining the wisdom behind that, because many of the commands of Islam are such that you can actually determine the wisdom and you can understand it from a very practical perspective. So, looking at this issue, I think the conclusion for all of this is that it's a matter of opposites. The night is a time for calmness, serenity and tranquility. And that's why that's the time when it's told that you read the salat aloud so that you enjoy your reading. And it's kind of going against the darkness and the silence and the serenity of the time and the tranquility of the time to actually read it loudly so that you can actually enjoy it. While on the other hand, in the daytime, it's a time of activity, sound, noise, and so on and so forth. So at that time, you're actually told to do the opposite, and you're told to read it in a calm state, because in an inaudible way, so you're not reading it out aloud. That's basically the crux of the matter. I'm just going to read to you from different scholars what they make from this. Allama Qurtubi says that إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوى مقيلا. So what he's saying here is that this is أشد موافقة بين القلب والبصر والسمع واللسان. This is about the night. He's saying that this is the time when you'll have more of a correspondence between your heart and what you're reading, in terms of both your sight, your hearing, and your tongue, because all other sounds are diminished at that time. It's a state of tranquility and serenity and calmness, so that you can really enjoy the entire experience of your reading, both through hearing it and everything to do with that. There's just a better experience of doing that at night time because of the calmness of the time, as opposed to the daytime, when you can't get this, you can't achieve this during the time, because there's just so much noise generally around at the time. Because Allah says in the Quran, "Inna laka fin nahari sabahan tawila." You have great activity during the day. The word sabahan actually refers to swimming, that there's a constant effort during the daytime to remain afloat and to get by and fulfill whatever your needs are of the day. So that's why at that time it's told that you read it silently. It gives you that kind of change of scene at that time. In the Tuhfatul Muhtaj, it mentions Baqiya Hikmatul Jahri Mahiya. What is the point of the audible prayers? Why do we read them audibly? And he says, وَلَعَلَّهَا أَنَّهَا لَمَّا كَانَ اللَّيْلْ مَحَلُّ الْخَلْوَةِ. That it's possible that because the night is a time of seclusion and isolation, وَيَطِيبُ فِيهِ السَّمَرِ. And it's a time when intimate discourse it works out very well. شَرَعَ الْجَهْرَ فِيهِ إِظْهَارًا لِلَّذَّةِ مُنَاجَاتِ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ. So at that time it was legislated that you read aloud so that you can actually express the pleasure of your reading and enjoy it because of the serenity around you. And when it comes to the daytime, so then he says, وَالنَّهَارَ لَمَّا كَانَ مَحَلَّ الشَّوَاغِلِ وَالْإِخْتِلَاطِ بِالنَّاسِ طَلَبَ فِيهِ الْإِسْرَارِ وَطُلِبَ فِيهِ الْإِسْرَارِ. Which means that when the daytime is a time of great occupation and activity and distractions probably as well, and meeting with people and so on, then that is where silence or an inaudible reading is required. لِعَدَمِ صَلَاحِيَتِهِ لِتَفَرُّغِ لِلْمُنَاجَاتِ. Because it's not the time to have an intimate discourse at that time. You know, if you're trying to have an intimate discourse when there's a lot of sound around you, it's generally difficult. That's why then he says, وَأُلْحِقَ الصُّبْحُ بِالصَّلَاةِ اللَّيْلَةِ. That the morning prayer, the Fajr prayer, has also been considered to be a night prayer. لِأَنَّ وَقْتَهُ لَيْسَ مَحَلًا لِلشَّوَاغِلِ عَادَةً كَيَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. Like the reason that's been connected to the night prayers is because also at that time people are calm. It's not really a time of great activity. It starts after that. And he says this is just like Yawm al-Jumu'ah. So the reason why Jummah is also allowed prayer or Eid is allowed prayer is because that's also a time when people are specifically focused on this worship. You know, they've freed themselves up for the Jummah. At least that's what you expect people, and that's why in Muslim countries you generally have a holiday on this day, right? So that's the idea here. Ibn al-Qayyim in his I'lam al-Muwaqqi'in, he says, وأما التفريق بين صلاة الليل وصلاة النهار, the difference between the صلاة of the day, صلاة of the night, في الجهر والإصرار, ففي غاية المناسبة والحكمة. He says that in terms of reading one loudly and the other inaudibly, the reason for the difference between them, he says, has an extreme conduciveness to the time and wisdom for which it is done. فَإِنَّ اللَّيْلِ مَظَنَّةِ هُدُوءِ الْأَصْوَاتِ وَسُكُونِ الْحَرَكَاتِ وَفَرَاغِ الْقُلُوبِ وَاجْتِمَاعِ الْهِمَمِ الْمُشَتِّتَ بِالنَّهَارِ فَالنَّهَارُ محل السبح الطويل بالقلب والبدن والليل محل مواطعة القلب لللسان. He says because the night time is generally a time when you expect sounds to be subdued and movements to be diminished, the heart to be unoccupied, and for a person's resolutions to be altogether that are generally in the daytime, they are spread around and occupied with other things. So that's why the reason is that the daytime is a time for intense activity with both the heart and the body is involved in that kind of activity, while the night time is a time when the heart and body can come together and focus on something, and the ears and the tongue, they can work together. That's why he says that it is the sunnah to read long qira'ah in Salatul Fajr over any other salat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read, you know, numerous verses, 60 to 100 verses in Salatul Fajr. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to recite Suratul Baqarah, Umar radiallahu anhu used to recite Suratul Nahl, Surat Hud, Bani Israel, Surat Yunus, Surat Yusuf. He used to read those long surahs there. Because generally, when it comes to the morning time, when it comes to this morning time, the heart is undistracted. The heart can be more focused from anything else. And it's a time when it's possible to read aloud and really enjoy it. So that's what he mentions, that it's generally that is the case, unless you've got an exceptional salat like Jumu'ah or Eidain or Istisqa, Kusuf, etc., where in that case, because people have gathered for that particular reason at that time and they're not distracted with anything else and they've got a particular focus in that case, then in those cases as well they do them loudly. So that's basically the wisdom behind, one of the wisdoms behind when it's done loudly or when it's done silently during the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best of our prayers during the night and in the daytime, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.